Jarrett Scorup, who's a research associate for online engagement at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jarrett, how are you?
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on the program this morning. I recently saw a commentary that you wrote, and it discussed the shifting of school employees to a 401k program being very important when it came to saving the state money. Tell us about this piece you wrote.
Yeah, the right now the Michigan Senate has passed a bill that would shift school employees to 401k accounts, which is what the rest of the state employees have done since 1997, and what is the common retirement fund for almost every private sector worker. The Michigan House has passed a separate bill, and they pre-fund retirement benefits a little bit more than the Senate does, but they don't shift them to a 401k plan. So those two bills are competing with each other in the legislature right now. And my article was just laying out why shifting to a 401k plan is so important, namely because, the state knows exactly what it's spending on retirement plans, so it can't essentially lie to people for many decades and underfund those accounts. And we've seen a lot of what the negative impact of that is by looking around the country, states like Illinois, California, in which they're having a lot of financial difficulty because the state has promised all these benefits and they can't pay them back anymore. So they're going to, they're behind on their payments out to employees, and they're just causing all kinds of budget trouble for those states.
Tell us about transformational reform.
This reform would be a huge deal, just for the state in general, because not very many states have shifted their school employees to 401k accounts, which means they're underfunding them. And once we hit this recession, they've severely underfunded them. I'm trying to lay out the case that, doing this would be good fiscally. It makes a lot of sense. It's a good moral case because the legislature's not able to essentially tell these people that there's money being put away for you that isn't really being put away. And we just think it's really important that, school employees do what the rest of the government employees in the state have, and that's a 401k or a defined benefit account or defined contribution account.
You said and you wrote that Republican senators surprised you by this. Why is that?
Yeah, so I write for Michigan Capital Confidential, and we've done a lot of coverage of the legislature. And typically, over the last couple of years, the Michigan House has been the more conservative or the more free market of the two houses. The Senate has been the one that often dragged its feet on different reforms on a whole host of issues, and the Michigan House is usually very good fiscally. So it's surprising that the House is actually the one that's dragging its feet and doesn't seem to want to be the one to make this kind of transformational reform, whereas the Senate is actually pushing something that's very good and actually voted it through.
Jarrett, when do you think we'll have resolution on this?
Well, once the legislature gets back in session here in a couple days, The Senate actually was supposed to take up the House bill before they went off, but they held off for a little bit. I think they were getting some calls in. And they're going to take up the House bill, and the Senate's going to decide, do they want to pass the House bill, do they want to stick with their own bill, or do they want to do something new? So for people who care about this would do nothing to affect current public school employees. This would be for new employees who enter the system who would be put into a 401k account and have money submitted in for them. The Senate is going to take up that bill in the next couple weeks.
Well, Jarrett, this is something that has to be handled because not only is it important for Michigan, but it's been a problem for other states. You even write about the state of Illinois, and it's starting to cost them in more ways than one.
Yeah, and I say that I'm an Illinois native, and my dad's a public school teacher in Illinois, and their system is so underfunded that there aren't very many analysts there that think that it'll actually end up contributing all that it's promised out, because it's underfunded almost as much as probably more than the entire state's budget. So I'm trying to write this and say, we don't want Michigan to get to that point of Illinois or California in which Michigan, you know, or Illinois is 6, 7, 8 months late on its Medicaid payments, and, you know, California is issuing IOUs to its state employees. We don't want that to happen in Michigan, and this would be a way to know exactly what the state is paying out and not going, you know, not promising benefits that the state just can't pay.
Where do teachers unions stand on this, the Michigan Federation of Teachers, the MEA?
Well, the unions, I mean, they're against, they tend to be against any of the reforms to the pension system. But if they have to choose between the current system or the 401k, they'd like to keep the current system, you know. But they haven't really come out too strongly on either side. I think they're kind of waiting to see what happens. But, you know, all the government employees in the state, all the new ones ever since 97 have been on 401k plans, and I think that those state employers realize this has been perfectly fine. They're getting their retirement. They're getting a very good retirement, and the unions haven't really been too loud on it since that time because I think they realize it's a good deal for them. It's a good deal for taxpayers.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Tony.